Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. As well as looking at what healthcare workers can do to help patients, the Cochrane Library also contains reviews of ways in which those very same healthcare workers can help themselves. Jani Ruotsalainen from the Finnish Institute of Occupational Health describes one such review, looking at the prevention of occupational stress, which was updated in December 2014.
Healthcare workers frequently suffer from work-related or occupational stress. This is often because they face high expectations and might not have enough time, skills, or social support to meet these expectations. This can lead to severe distress, burnout, or physical illness. In the end, healthcare workers may be unable to provide high-quality healthcare services. Stress and burnout can also be costly because of the need for sick leave, and it may even lead some people to change their jobs. Some of the ways to tackle work-related stress include learning different and more productive ways to manage one's thoughts, emotions, and behavior. This is also known as cognitive behavioral training, or CBT. Other options are changing how work tasks are organized, and mental or physical relaxation. Mental relaxation includes things like meditation and mindfulness, whereas physical relaxation might come through exercise or massage. We searched a wide range of literature and carefully checked more than 200 full publications for relevance before agreeing on 58 studies that might provide the reliable evidence we wanted to present. 14 of the studies assessed the effects of CBT, 21 studies reported on mental and physical relaxation, and 6 studies looked at a combination of CBT and relaxation. Another 20 studies examined the effects of organizational interventions, with 6 studies testing organizing support or mentoring, 4 studies of changing content of care, 2 studies of improving work schedules, and a single study of improving communication skills. Researchers measured the effects of stress with questionnaires such as the Maslach Burnout Inventory, which is the best known questionnaire in this area. It measures 3 dimensions of the burnout syndrome: emotional exhaustion, depersonalization, and lack of personal accomplishment. We also used data that had been collected with other stress questionnaires and combined their results. Finally, we calculated all outcomes as if they had been measured with the emotional exhaustion scale of the Maslach Burnout Inventory. 6 studies provided low-quality evidence that CBT decreased emotional exhaustion when measured at follow-up periods ranging from under a month up to 2 years. However, it is unclear how relevant the moderate reduction we found would be for a person with stress. The results were similar when CBT was combined with relaxation. However, when CBT was compared to other training that was focused on content of care rather than on stress management, the stress levels were similar between the different groups of workers. We also found low to moderate quality evidence from 17 studies that both mental and physical relaxation reduced emotional exhaustion compared to no intervention. Finally, in the 20 studies aimed at changing working conditions, shorter or interrupted work schedules reduced emotional exhaustion in 2 studies, but there was no clear benefit of any of the other interventions. In conclusion, cognitive behavioral training, as well as mental and physical relaxation, all reduce the experience of stress to a moderate extent, but this evidence is of low quality and might change when better quality studies become available. Changing work schedules can also reduce stress, but there was no clear evidence for or against the effects of several other organizational interventions.
Details of all the studies on occupational stress interventions are available in the full Cochrane Review at thecochranelibrary.com. You'll find the current version and future updates as further studies become available, with a search for stress and healthcare workers.